Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We saw a case of a woman who had been living with one man and separated from him, then married a Kohen, had a few children, and he refuses to give her a get. And we want to know if there's some way that we can permit her without getting the get from her recalcitrant husband. And the Shaila was, or is, if she has a din pilegesh. If she has a din pilegesh, then the Kiddushin were never chal with the Kohen. And the Kiddushin were never chal with the Kohen, then we don't have to worry about her getting a get. Because she had a din pilegesh, she was tied to the first man. She never got a get from him. And now we have the second man, Kohen, and she can't marry him because she's already connected to the first man. Raya pilakshas, that she was set aside for this man. And that gives her a din pilegesh. So we said at the end of the previous shiur, that in Sveka Daraisa L'chumra, she can't marry the second man, the Kohen. Because there's a suffix, maybe she has a Din Eshesish, this Pilegesh. And if she's a Din Eshesish, so as far as Mama Nisko, she can't get money because she might not be married in Motzimechaval Varaya. As far as Isser, we go L'chumra and we say that they are married in the Mela. She can't marry the second guy, and therefore she would need a get. So that's stage one of our journey. And again, we're basing this on the Sefer Shut HaShavit of Hagaon Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern. That's the HaShavit. The Shin would be Shmuel Stern, and the Beis and the Yud is, and the Tes and the Beis and the Yud is Tuvia. So, Akopanim, that was the first time we spoke about Pilegesh, very interesting discussion. Pilegesh, the difference between Pilegesh by Kohen, Pilegesh by Yisrael. That a pilegesh of a Kohen doesn't need Kiddushin, Shitas HaRambam, the pilegesh of the Israel does need Kiddushin. That when we ask you to steer in the Rambam. So let us now continue in the tshuva, and this is again in Siman Chav Beis. Rabu ha-poiskim dor acharon nadun b'nisuin ezrachiyim v'gam nisuin chofshiyim asher chayim zug shel ish v'isha b'yachad v'yesh lam banim u'banot b'li ishur nisuin chuki v'gam lo dati u'mitpardim b'li get k'dat Moshe v'Yisrael. ומהם בעלי תשובה ונשאות להם לגבי הגט פיתורים בעליהם הראשון. So the post can discuss a lot, civil marriage, and another type of marriage where they're just living together. I'm saying today, in our world today, you know, when I was a kid, it was a rarity. People are living together without being married? You don't do this sort of thing. There were some people who did, but it wasn't common. Today, that's par for the course in the outside world. First, they live together for a few years, and then they get married. The question is, what's the halachic status of such a relationship? Whether it's done with the courts, without the courts, but without us, without Kiddushin Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And sometimes these are Baalei Tshuva. And these Baalei Tshuva can't be Makabel a get. So they're married with civil marriage, and now the A man won't give the woman a get. There are numerous poskim who are makel without a get. They said it's not marriage. Mehemagon or Moshe Feinstein, Begris Moshe, Evan Ezel, Simon Meme Ayin Hey. And he compares this to a Pilegesh. And he says that a Pilegesh does not need a get, quoting the Meiri. However, many people aser, and they say such a marriage does require a get. Ayin Besefer Ezra's Koyin. All of these rabbis, Rav Kook, Rav Herzog, Tzemach Tzedek, they're all machmir and they require a get for civil marriage. And so famously paskin, Harav Hinkin Zatzal l'chumra, v'kunam bonim svaratam. That's always a good place to look. That's where you become a big shtickle ravadi in minutes. You go to the Otzer Poskim, shoot this, shoot that, shoot this, shoot that. She may be kamashitas lechesed or lechevati pilegasricha geto lo. They bring numerous shitas. Does a pilegesh require a get? Does a pilegesh not require a get? And obviously, this woman living with a man is like a pilegesh, if pilegesh doesn't require kedushin. Uvem si yesh lanu beitz gedorah medavar echad l'shitas halalu shepilegesh muteres lehedjot kein shemuva b'shut sheilas yayvitz v'hu b'shitas haramban b'shitas hayam shel shlom das harosh halo im anu natir pilegesh es bevadei lo natir gezeras yichud shel pnuyah v'lo natir chashon v'yesh shalashim kedushin l'asay sezayna. So we have Nishitos that a Pilegesh is permitted to a Hedyot. Some say Pilegesh is only permitted to a king. But others say no, or even a Hedyot, even a regular person is allowed to have a Pilegesh, like in the Shelas Yaivitz and Simon Ayin Vav. It's well known in Flatbush that they had signs on the street to reinstitute Pilegeshim. Years ago, I'm not saying bad about the Gila Flatbush, Chas V'Shalom. Probably one person. But that's just where the signs were. Okay, Flatbush has a holy kehila. I think it was other places as well. And they say this way, instead of the women not knowing where their husbands are, they know exactly who their husbands are sleeping with, as opposed to not knowing that. So that was their svara. But the rabbanim were not, they're not in favor of reinstituting pilakshim if it's mutter lehedjot. So we have the shelas yavitz that's matir behedjot, and that's the sheet of the Ramban and the Yom Shel Shlomo. So what we say is that when you have a woman who's set aside for a man, this is not an illicit relationship. And even though normally you're not allowed to be Mekadesh Bibiya, but that's only if in a regular case of Kiddushin. But when a man sets aside a woman as a Pilegesh, so that shows that there's a Kinyan here. Made a Kinyan Pilegesh. So the, immediately when there's a Chalos Kinyan, the Kinyan doesn't go away automatically. It's like Hekdesh, isn't Yotzei Bechdi. Doesn't go away automatically, so too this kinyan of Pilegesh doesn't go away automatically. And even if you say, according to the Ishitas, that there's no Isser Lav if she's set aside for this man without Kiddushin, but there's still an Isser Asay, Ayin Bezeb Mishnah Lamelech in the first parakal Fichat Shishanah Alach Adalit. So that's Dafka Klape Isser, but a kinyan he has, in order that she can't marry anybody else without being Mevatel the kinyan. And the only way to be Mevatel the kinyan is with a get. So what are you going to say? It's called a Makadesh Adaita Darabana Makadesh. And a Pilegesh doesn't have Das Rabbanim, so therefore it's not Kiddushin, it's not true. Because Kedushin HaTayfa is B'chayvei Lavin. And when people are doing Chayvei Lavin, right, when a Kohen's marrying a Grusha, it's a Chayv Lav, he's not having Rabbanan in mind. Rabbanan are definitely not the Merutzim, they're not the Tzufrid, they're not pleased with this union. But he's doing it anyway, and she still needs a get. So here also, she needs a get. Not that we're makil in civil marriage, or were they just living together? Like a pilegesh. When we're makil, it's in order to be makil kavla igun, she shouldn't be chained up. Like this man. And we can't make a blanket rule, and we have to judge each case on its own. And only women who've done tshuva, and they wanna live with kedusha. That's Moshe v'Yisrael. L'chein minin dan etzem chumri tavli day kula. Kolomer b'zeshen ornach milom b'shplegish v'tzrich v'get misha yitziach da'imo. Miyad shelo kibla b'menu get rei b'ches k'saf v'kesh esish. Ki elo chayu b'yachad v'nisabri menu v'minim b'kedushin. Tav pei. Sokom b'sorfen ala chazakos. L'chein miyad shabai l'koin misar v'itin l'get. Namelo namidos al cheskasa shi etzem miyuchad esli shizek kepilegash. U'bal el l'shem kedushin. So what he says now is that the nidon didan, the chum is going to bring to a kula. When we're machmir that this pilegesh requires a get from the man who she had yichud with, and when she doesn't get a get from the first man, she's becheska safek eshes ish. She lived with him. So this chumra is going to bring to a kula. What's the chumra? She needs a get from the first guy. She lived with him, and therefore she had a din pilegesh possibly. And so we're machmir, we say, oh, she needs a get, but that's going to bring to a kula now. She's not married to the Kohen. And she's de-agunized. She's not an agun anymore. So the Kohen, her husband, second man, refuses to give her a get. So let's say, okay, she has a cheskas eshesish. She was a pilegesh. Her first husband had beer with her for the shame pilegesh. He set her aside. Her boyfriend, the one she was living with, he set her aside. And it was l'shem kedushin, and we know the Reide Yichud, we know that she was pregnant. Unfortunately, she aborted the child. She killed the child. But until that time, she was pregnant and she wasn't embarrassed because this is my boyfriend. I'm pregnant for my boyfriend. What's the big deal? She didn't think she was a zona. Maybe she even went to mikveh. And therefore, we could be mevatel her kedushin with the second guy, with the Kohen. Al Safek Eshes Ish. And now she's not a guna. And now she can do tshuva. Because if not for that, if the woman didn't want to do tshuva, I wouldn't touch the shayla. But the woman wants to do tshuva. So let's save her. Because those poskim were mekel, the pilegesh, saying that she doesn't need a get. They're looking for a kula, right? So here the kula is that she does need a get. Because this chumra is going to bring to a kula that now she's not an aguna to her second husband. So it's awesome. Baruch Hashem. But she's safe. The only problem is now she's stuck with the first guy, with the boyfriend. So she still needs a get from him. And the second problem is that she had children from the second guy, from the Kohen. So now the children are Safek Mamzerim. Oh boy. So you're between the a rock and a hard place. Ben Apatish La Sadan, they say in Hebrew. Either way you go, you say she's married to the first guy. Say to her, she's not an aguna with the second guy, but then you, but now she needs to get from the first guy and the kids are Safek Mamzerim. Say she's not married to the first guy, now she's an aguna with the second guy. בכל יש לומר ראשית דבר אנחנו הולכים בהנחה שביאס פילגש היא לשם אישוס. דיאמין את שור שם אישוס ואין כאן אלה סרס אז אין כאן קידושן ואין כאן גט. הם ועד יום שביאס פילגש היא ביאה לשם קידושן. So first let's establish maybe that ביאס פילגש is ביאה לשם קידושן. Otherwise it's nothing, it's tamzness. ונפגמינו אין אלה עם פילגש מטרס או אסור להדיות. אבל יש לה גדר Shalishis ish bin miktas, kila rabbeinu mamidin pilegish ladinishis shal kodim atin Torah. Vil kodim atin Torah ish kininishis beishis ish, vigam misreishis ish midim dovek bishtav lobishis chavero. Lego midi disol shara fidr minish nintam nitzchat shalach, rak lapay chaloi tzitzir ish lestapik ki pilegish ibisr lap, or bisr asabach lo shal kininin sofik. So we saw before that, in the previous year, that the Rambam says there was a kinin of pilegish before matin Torah. And this applies even after matin Torah, just now there's an isser involved with this. Even though there's an isser, there's still a kinin. So this is a type of Ishus. And they had Ishus before Matan Torah. There was still a Davak Bisha Velov Eishus Chavera. And you're right, the Torah was given, the Halacha was Mischadish, but that's only Klapi Lechalos Isser. Is it Pilegesh B'Isser Lav? Is it Pilegesh B'Isser Asay? Is there no Isser in a Pilegesh? But chalos shel kinyan ain't safek, but there's definitely a chalos kinyan. Ela im hi kinyan shel iser or kinyan shel heter. Lechem nidi dan nifso kashit to sail shepilegat shvich haget vaydei to tavitik mod al hatzir tzish mekavlin or sechak mudatzir tzayin akadosh al hatzim dinus vashukum yadar ishkam. So we want to know, is this a good kinyan or not a good kinyan? As far as being us, there is one issue. Is it a valid kinyan or not a valid kinyan? So let's say that it is a valid kinyan and let's require a get. In this way, we're saving the poor and not poor aguna. The terrible Sonei Torah, Sonei Chachamim, they say, oh, the rabbis don't care about agunas. You know, you learn through tshuvas of the neshivim, of the great gedolim. You see how hard they work to be matir agunas. And how much it breaks their heart when these women are stuck. And that's what he says, Nischakei b'das Torasenu HaKadosha. We'll have to be wise using the das of Torah and follow lahatzil dimas hashukim to save the tears of the oppressed, miyad oshkem from those oppressing them. Sider aget leisha miyad aish and esiach edima kafi aidiyos shekibalti lotia baya. So to get a get from the first guy, he's not going to give you a problem. The boyfriend, the first guy. Ah, what about the mamzerim, the children? So we can say that a pilegesh is a little bit of an eishes ish, such that there's no chalos kedushin for anybody else. And as we saw in the previous year, she waits yimei avchana. A pilegesh has to wait the 3 months. A zona doesn't, but a pilegesh does to see who's the father, the new father of the old, the new man of the first man or the second man. And that's like an ameivria. After Yehud, after the Adon marries her, Ladas Harama, and every after he had need to get. Aval kvar viu achronim afilu mandomer to pilegesh tzricha get. Mishabal pilegesh olam mirvi, eino chayiv misal biyazu. Ah, yes, there's a requirement for a get. Yes, there's yimei avchana. Yes, this was a legislated relationship. a legalized relationship. But if somebody has bia with a pilegesh or an amivria, there's no misa in this bia. Like he's chayv for an eshes ish. V'chein yesh loymar b'chol safek kedushin mishabala lo yechayv misa le. Any safek kedushin is no chiyuv misa. V'chein kase b'shut ma'ar shdam simin yud b'kedushin mumer afilu ma'adam b'kedushin kedushin rak l'chayv ket aval l'chayv misa al mishabala lo amrinan. He means the ma'ar sham. We had a tshuva in the Maharsham in Siman Yud. That a Kiddushei Mumer maybe means the Maharsham. A Kiddushei Mumer, even according to the Mandarma, that Kiddushin of a Mumer is Kiddushin, that's Machayiv a Get. But there's no Misan having Bia with a woman who had Kiddushin with a Mumer. With a apostate Jew, with a Michal Shabbos and Rabbi Rezar. There's no Chiyuv Misa. When's there mamzeris? When you have bia with an eish esish for which there's misa or kares. That's when there's a din of mamzeris. But this woman was married to the mummer. This woman was safek kedushin. This woman was a pilagesh. There's no misa or kares. In the mela, there's no mamzeris. Well, Chomer Yisera, we can use the Eitz of Taisus and Gittin and the Flam and Gimel. If the husband gives a get, Haidei Shliach, and then he's Mevatel the Shlichus Shelo B'Fanav. And what happens is, the Kedushin is Mispatel Mafreya. So that just makes it even better. That the original marriage is annulled. This is the Eitz that the people want to use. In order to chlal free all agunas, just give a get shalom b'fanav and be mamana shliach, and then be mevatel the shlichus shalom al Yisrael. Marriage is annulled, but obviously the post can negate that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any agunas in klal Yisrael. But this is just to make things better. And he says, you don't even need to come on to this. Because I never was involved in such kidding. Because I think what we're saying is enough. That it's mixed ishes to require a get, but that doesn't make a mamzer. She's not considered mamshinesh ish, and there's no chi of kares, there's no skila, there's no mitzvah based, and there's no anything. Because it's only a partial nochenek, it's only a partial marriage, and it's not enough to make a mamzer. L'chein la'halacha iti omer kazot. Yisha shenebala kama pe'amim li'ish echad ola kama nashim bevedai yi begedel zona. Ve'asura la'kohen v'yesh od levarer et na'agutah bi'brazil l'sheyu shem rov psul imetzla. So a woman who is nevelis a number of times to one man or to numerous men is begedel zona, she's a sura la'kohen. Check out and see what she was doing over there in Brazil, where there are mostly non-Jewish men.
So
basically, she was married to the first guy, and when she's married to the first guy, once she's married to the first guy, then the second marriage isn't chal. Her marriage to the kohen was never a marriage, and therefore she's not an aguna with the kohen. and tell the Rav who was Mesader Kedushin with the Kohen to be Mevatel the Kedushin. And how he's going to be Mevatel the Kedushin. But if not, we should have a Beis Din, and they should say, well, be Somech on the Poskim that a Pilegesh needs a get. And she was never married to the Kohen. And then we should also get a get from the first husband. So she's Muteris Lashuk. And now there's a suffix if she can go back with the first guy. As if she was married to the first guy and then she was married to the Kohen. And now she's married again to the first guy. Can't do that. The Kohen, if the marriage of the Kohen was never Chal. And her first marriage was never Chal, then she can marry the first guy. And the children are not mamzerim, because a pilegish is not a fallacious ish. And we saw the Rambam says that a pilegish is ayde kiddushin. But he says that a pilegish is a gedder of kiddushin. I don't know if the Rambam would agree with that. The Rambam says kiddushin, it's mashma, a proper kiddushin, not just living together, formal kiddushin. If we don't follow the Shittas HaRambam, then the first marriage was a marriage. The second marriage to the Kohen is not a marriage. In other words, she lived with her boyfriend. They were married. And now, when she lives with the Kohen, so then the Rav should say, listen, I was Mesader Kedushin. When he says to be Mevatel the Kedushin, apparently what he means is the Rav says, I was Mesader Kedushin. But they couldn't be married. Because she was ready, it was a Pilegish with the first guy, and she never got a get from him. And if not, we'll have a Beis Din and say that pshat. But she never had a proper get from the first man, so she's never married to the second man, so she's not a neguna with the Kohen. And we also solved the Mamzera's problem, because a Pilegesh is not enough to make Mamzera. When a Pilegesh sleeps with another man, that doesn't make Mamzera. So the children aren't Mamzera, and she should get divorced from the first man. Second marriage was never a marriage. And she's good to go, as they say. And Hashem, and he says, I'm going to bring this psak to the Gedolei Hora, let them discuss it. Hashem Yatzil Osim Yishkias B'schus Tikun Aguna. Hashem should save me from mistakes. I'm trying to save a poor Aguna. And this is written on the 26th of Sivan, in Nun Aleph, in 1991, Harav Shmuel Tuvia Stern, of Beis Din, Miami Beach, Florida. Okay, that's a fascinating tshuva. And the next one, the next simon, you know, it's hard when you open up a tshuva sefer, you just want to keep going on and on, because each one's, oh, that grabs your attention, and that grabs your attention. It's the way it should be. So in the next simon, he has a shayla of a yishashe zinsei muteris lakoin. Shayla schacham balas tshuva. Odas Hasheila Shelas Chacham. Balas Shuva Shehoda Shezinsei Nachri. She said, I slept with a guy. She Muteris Lakoin. There are no Eidim. And the guy's not around. We just have to accept her words. Do we believe her or do we not believe her? She says she slept with a guy. And now she wants to marry a Kohen. This was a tshuva written to Yedidi Ayaka Rav Gadol B'Torah Boki B'Tiv Gittin V'Kiddushim Marina Rav David Leirfield Shlita. That's Rav Leirfield was nifter a few years ago, about a year or two ago, sometime during COVID. And he was a big tzaddik and a huge Talmud Chacham. So they're both big Rabbanim in Miami Beach. So that's Rav Stern's letter to Rabbi Leirfield. And then maybe we'll see that in a different juncture. And we should be Zoche and Mitzvah Shem. They're all Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.